If a school official were to improperly, in situations, make a report directly to the parents, that school official could put themselves in position of actually committing a Class B misdemeanor. So we want to make it real clear that those statutes track their existing obligations. There not be a paraphrase of those obligations here.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate that. Representative Dyson.
I think I have kind of heard the answer to the question that I was trying to ask before. If I may, thank you. You prefer the words without delay to before the school kid gets home from school because, well, it covers a lot more situations, and you're taking out the stuff about it telling the parents and really making it saying do your duty as defined under other parts of the Alaska state law. And it may be cases when the very thing you don't want to school people to do is call the parents.
I think that through the chair, that's correct, I think.
All right.
Representative and co-chair Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt amendment number one.
Any objection? Right, we accept amendment number one. Now we have committee substitute with amendment number one incorporated. It's the will of the committee at this point. Is there any other discussion? Questions for Mr. Doug Gardner?
Doug. Thank you.
Representative Dyson.
Yeah, I'm really committed that if these folks find that we need to fix anything, here we will. And I'm also really committed that if there's an unintended result out there, that this ends up really being an insurmountable barrier to the folks being able to get the survey information done, that I'll work on fixing it. And somebody shoots me or runs me off, I'll be haunting you guys to fix it, because it's not my intention to do it. I wanted to mess it up, and I think it'll work. And remember, they only want 1/8 of the student population. And then the earlier comment that getting parental permission puts an unscientific sort on the data is an interesting one to me, and it is. But my position is that is no more of a sort than getting passive permission. You know, that and doctor, when we talked about getting active permission here before, Dr. Murdoch said, you know, it doesn't work to give the kid a piece of paper and say, go get your folks to sign this and send it back. Because X percent of the kids won't even take it home. X plus one will lose it before they get home. X plus two will lose it after they get it home. And then the parents will sign it and then get it back. The same way is, if I think the department, some of the schools have been sending it by mail to the parents. You know, my house, we get mail by the bushel basket. And I throw 3/4 of it into the garbage without ever opening it, you know. And so whatever process you use for doing this puts a sort on it. And I do not believe that getting the parents involved and giving permission is going to invalidate the data. You know, because in particularly when you're looking for a sample, it's 12%, 12.5%. I always look at Joe, he's the Representative Green, he's the mathematical wizard here. So I appreciate the committee hearing it, and I believe we're on the right track. And,
off quiet here, guys.
All right. Let's intention to move it out today, so hearing the guarantee in blood by the co-chair, I hear a motion to move this bill.
Yeah, okay. I'll move the House CS for HB 70 as amended with attached fiscal notes with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? No objection, so moved. That concludes our business, unless there's something I'm missing.
Only an apology for me, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, folks, for showing up testing.